Critter Protectors, Mr. Jim here, and welcome to Kids Animal Stories, a place where there's always a mystery and adventure around every single corner. If you love critters of all shapes and sizes, I need you on our Critter Protector team. Join our adventure as we learn about critters from around the world and in our backyards. Well, my friends, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too! Let's go! Today's story is a mystery episode. If this is your first mystery episode, get ready. You've got to listen to all the clues. I'm going to tell you a story about a critter. I'm not going to share with you what critter it is. It's going to be up to you to solve this mystery. Who is Oswald? It was a beautiful morning under the ocean. The water was gently rolling and schools of fish swam by in the sunlight waters above. Oswald slowly opened his eyes from the coral reef he was sleeping on. He stretched his arms and decided to go look for his brothers and sisters. Oswald and his siblings had hatched from their eggs only a few months ago. Now they were on their own in the big ocean. But most of them lived very close. He had thousands of brothers and sisters. Wait, what? He has thousands of brothers and sisters? Holy smokes! Being a cephalopod, Oswald started crawling across the coral reef and down onto the ocean floor. It wasn't too dark where he was crawling. He was able to move quite quickly. Hold on a second. Have you ever been able to run really quickly? Can you swim just as fast? It's harder to move fast in the water than on land, unless you're some kind of sea critter, right? Oswald was starting to get hungry for breakfast. He started to look around for some shrimp that might be hiding in the rocks. As he looked around, he saw one of his brothers on a rock near him. He was sticking his arm into a crevice and was pulling something out.
If you're hungry, I've found some shrimp. There's plenty to share, his brother said.
Oswald decided to crawl over and eat with him.
Oh, wow, these are delicious. Thank you, said Oswald.
After breakfast, Oswald and his brother thought it might be fun to explore a new part of the ocean. You see, they hadn't gone very far from where they hatched from their eggs.
Let's go to the top of those rocks near the surface, said his brother.
Oswald was a bit concerned. Going near the surface of the water seemed too dangerous. He had heard stories about how sea creatures could get caught if they drew attention to themselves.
I don't know if that's a good idea,
Oswald told his brother. But his brother was already moving across the ocean floor towards the rocks. Oswald didn't want to be left behind, so he quickly followed his brother. Once he got to the rocks, his suction cups started to grip onto them so he could climb. Higher and higher, they both went until they could almost see out of the water.
Look how high we've climbed, said Oswald's brother.
Oswald looked down and saw the ocean floor. It looked so small compared to what it looked like when he was down there, but he was starting to feel scared. The sun was so bright from where they were now, surely they would be seen. His reddish-brown color was shining way too brightly. Using his chromatophores, he started to change his color to match the rocks. He started to feel much better. Now he was camouflaged from danger.
Wait a second!
Hold on. Oswald can change its skin color? That's insane! Holy smokes, I can't think of many critters that can do that. Can you?
Look, I changed my color to match the rocks, said Oswald. you should do it too, you know, so that we're safe.
His brother agreed and slowly changed colors after him.
Well, that was fun. I've never changed my colors before. Now, let's take a peek at what's above the water.
This made Oswald terrified. Climbing to the surface was scary enough, but looking above it?
I don't know about that. Oswald was about to tell his brother that he was going to go climb back down when suddenly a school of tuna swam by quickly.
Harry! Help! A shark is near!
They all exclaimed. Oswald's eyes got very big.
A shark?
Oh no! Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no! I knew it! This is a terrible idea!
Said Oswald. They had no time to lose. They were much slower at moving than a shark. As quickly as they could, they started to climb back down the rocks, but no matter how fast all their arms moved, they would never make it to the bottom of the ocean in time.
What are we going to do?
Asked his brother. Oswald looked around and tried to think of an idea, but before he could think of something to do, he saw it. It was a ginormous great white shark swimming towards them in the distance. Holy smokes, can you imagine watching a giant, great white shark swimming right towards you? Oh, I would feel just like Oswald is.
We have to find somewhere to hide,
he told his brother.
We won't make it to the bottom in time. Come on, we need to find a crevice to squeeze into.
Oswald and his brother started looking to the rocks for a spot to hide in before the shark got too close and swallowed them. Hole. Are they going to be able to find the perfect hiding spot in time? And I'm not sure, but we're going to have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Animal Stories. Hey, great job. You listened all the way to the end of this mystery adventure. Wow, that was wild. And did you pick up on all the clues? There were a lot of them. All right, it looks like Oswald lives in the ocean, but he has arms. That's strange. And it's something about it's got suction cups and he can change the color of his skin. And wow. I don't know. I hope Oswald doesn't get eaten by that shark, but I'm going to have to keep thinking about what critter he actually is. You keep thinking too, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!